views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. So this week we had International Women's Day, so I'm just reflecting on that and how more and more this has become an important day for women. And I really enjoy seeing all the posts on Facebook, the emails, the videos people put out that I receive, honoring women around the world. It's really a time for women to stand up for each other and have our voices be heard. And today my guest has done just that. I am talking with Lori McCammon. And Lori is an author, a blogger. She covers topics such as the divine feminine, indigenous wisdom, conscious empowerment, evolutionary biology, and heart-led leadership. She founded a circle-based women's organization, Women's Institute of Maine, and she has served as executive director for two consciousness-raising organizations, Imagine the Good Foundation and the World Institute of Social Architecture. Lori presented at her Enough Message at the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women in 2013 and 2014, and her articles have been published online by Soulful Living Magazine and Cosmos Journal. Her blog posts where you can go read are www.weareenough.com. So she recently received the Enough Message, actually it's 2011, as a divine download, and spent 3 years decoding it. And now her book is coming out. It's called Enough, How to Liberate Yourself and Remake the World with Just One Word. It'll be out April 1st. And it's also, right now, it's available to pre-order, which I highly recommend you do. I've had a great read this week. So welcome, Lori.
Thank you, Chris. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Yes. And so I'm all about stories and women's stories. So let's start with your story. You know, you've done so much work in leadership, wisdom, working with women. Tell us how that led to you downloading this message of Enough.
Well, I've always been interested, as you say, in women's leadership. I used to work for the Girl Scouts way back when, and then I went back to school to get a degree in transformational learning, because I thought I wanted to do retreats and things like that for women. But I don't know. Then I got involved in helping some other organizations, and the Enough Message just sort of came in. And like I said, it was a divine download. And it is aligned with the women's work that I do. And I think this message is really particularly a tool women can use right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about the Enough Message. Describe what you mean when you say enough and what the Enough Message is.
Sure. Well, the Enough Message is 5 sentences long, and it came in, like I said, as a divine download. So it was a complete message that I feel kind of came in from spirit or from some other source of inspiration. And then I had to decode it after. So it's 5 sentences. I am enough. I have enough. We are enough. We have enough and enough. And it's a process. I discovered after, as I worked with it more and more, I discovered it's a process from going from I to we. So that's the basis of it. But so did you want me to describe a little bit of each of those?
Yes, that'd be great.
Like a sentence or two. All right, so I am enough is I discover that I was born enough and I'm perfectly enough as I am. I retrain my brain to focus more of my attention within, to sense the enough story that's arising through me as my true nature. And then the next one is I have enough. Here I focus on my divine gifts and give myself permission to spend time doing what I love, realizing that love and passion lead to creation that ultimately benefits the greater good. I realize that true meaning and satisfaction come from being aligned with my essence. And then the third sentence is, we are enough. Here I join with others. Having done my inner work, I can contribute synergy and authenticity to co-creating a world that works for everyone. And then the fourth sentence is, we have enough. We live the truth of we are the ones we've been waiting for. We're happily engaged in creating new structures that support an enough ethic, enjoying connection and community in the process. And finally, the last one is enough with an exclamation point at the end. And this is where I claim my liberation from the old never enough story and look to the future with peaceful optimism and confidence.
Mm-hmm. There's so much there. And I'm glad, you know, I want to talk about this never enough mentality because it's kind of where we're at, where we've been at in this patriarchal system. And you know, and you talk about in your book that this never enough mentality, you know, what it's been doing to us as a species, as people, to our planet. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about what this leaves us longing for, because I think this is why this message comes through, because there's a longing.
Yes. Yes, and I do think when we're experiencing one sort of side of a continuum, it actually creates the longing for the other side. So we've been living in this never enough paradigm, which personally manifests as I don't feel that I'm enough. I don't feel I'm pretty enough, smart enough, successful enough, rich enough. And so we look to the outside world to try to fill us up, to try to make us feel like we're enough. It's like we're trying to subsidize ourselves with what's outside of us. And so what happens when we do that is that we actually end up over-consuming. We end up putting a burden on the planet because we're using so much to try to make ourselves feel better. And so much of this stuff that we're taking in and consuming isn't really giving us that sense of meaning that we're still longing for. It really comes from within. So that's the basis of this process. It starts with figuring out where enough can really be found.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, that focus on the external. And really, our work right now is like the internal work. And for us to see what, when we start doing our internal work, then we start seeing reflected in the exterior.
Yes, it changes everything. You know, if we have that never enough mindset that we don't have enough, we actually are hooked very easily into all sorts of behaviors that we really don't want to, such as addiction, such as competition and greed and even depression when we don't feel that we're enough. So if we can shift that in ourselves to we realize that we were born enough, that we really do have enough inside of us, and we have really special gifts to bring out, that we don't end up needing to do anything like that. We get to spend more of our time expressing our divine gifts.
Mm-hmm. And that brings me to, there was something that you wrote in your book. There was five things that what we need to claim about that I'm enough. And one of them was you mentioned it was appreciating our unique and precious gifts. And I think that's one of the most important things, particularly for women. Because we get in that comparison and that competition of, you may have even gone through this too. You know, my book, Woman of Wisdom, and it's about the divine feminine. There's so many books out there, you know, and it's like if I was to think, well, why is my book needed? Because there's so many out there. I'm comparing versus thinking, well, my voice is a unique voice and it'll appeal to XYZ people. And that we all have our unique stories and our unique expressions to put out there.
That's right, Chris. I've experienced that many times in this process of writing the book. It's like the book helped me. I had these enough initiations through the process, times when I didn't feel I was enough to do this. And each time I walk through that in a conscious way, affirming that I'm enough for the next step and the next step and the next step, I was able to keep going. And, you know, you model that so beautifully with your conference. You're showing women, you know, both your success and the things that you've done with your beautiful book, but you're gathering women to help each other, to inspire each other that they are enough and they can do it.
Yes, and that's important to know. And that's coming together, you know, being together and, you know, support everyone is so important. And that's part of this, you know, I'm going to just mention before we go on a break, the other aspects that we need to claim is you talk about feeling belongingness instead of accumulating belongings and realizing we are part of a universal meta trend. And I think one of the most important things that we're going to be talking about in the next section is valuing feminine roles and qualities. And we're going to go into that more. And then also, I really like this, taking our power back from experts. It's like the fact that I look at that like we are all leaders. And, there's so much the guru thing and looking to people for experts. And it's that lesser than and putting people on these pedestals and the hierarchy that we're so entrenched in our minds that this enough new mindset of everything's enough, we don't have to go there.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to have a short break. We'll come back and talk with Lori McCammon. She's the author of Enough, How to Liberate Yourself and Remake the World with Just One Word.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today. Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I've been talking with Lori McCannon. We're talking about her book, Enough. And so we were just talking about, you know, what are the things that are needed to claim I am enough. And one of the things that you and I, Lori, relate to a lot is valuing feminine roles and qualities. So, and how does this, you know, how this whole new step you're taking in this book, Enough, how that relates to working in feminine leadership and why women are so affected by this I am enough message?
Well, you know, we're shifting from a never enough, what I call the never enough story, to the enough story. And the never enough story is one of separation. It's one of scarcity and lack. And so in that story, more masculine roles are rewarded, you know, strength, assertiveness, and all of that. Well, the story that's arising planetarily is more of an enough story. It's about collaboration, community, mutual nurturance, bringing the spiritual into the material. And we really are, where enough can be found is all these areas that we've ignored in the old masculine paradigm or whatever you want to call it. So we're learning to draw outside the lines, and we need to, because drawing inside the lines has left out far too much of the big picture. So that's why women are so needed, because we have these qualities, including the ability to let go a little, to be flexible, to be able to move into a new paradigm, really, really means that we need to be flexible and open and collaborative. And all these qualities are really important for women today to bring forth as a gift to humanity.
Yes, and one of the aspects that a woman carry too is that inclusivity. You know, we're all, and it's something that Jean Houston says, it's about, we're about process more than product, and the masculine model, and we're not talking necessarily men and women, because there's, you know, we all have these, but that switching from the process is being more important than the product. Not to say product isn't important, but that's just the end result. But what the gifts are, and when you're in this I am enough mindset paradigm, you're into the process and enjoying that. You know, it's a kind of beingness instead of doing.
Exactly. Yes, and it's bringing the sort of the subtle and the interrelational into what we do. It's not just what we're doing. It's all the subtle ways in which what we're doing has a resonance, is creating some kind of coherence with other people, so that that's where the power will come from and the genius will come from to build a better world, I believe, will come from this sort of deep essence place. And as we source it from ourselves, and then are able to come together in interrelationship, source it together, that's where this, all the solutions for all the things we're having trouble with today are going to come, I believe, from that place, not from the mind and from trying to convince people to believe what we believe, but from our common humanity at a deep, deep level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Going to the, yeah, what's our common denominator? What, you know, it's just like with Women of Wisdom, it's like, what's common? We are all women and we have a spirit. And right. And we have our differences, but when you boil it down to what's common, you can then have dialogues of the difference and be accepting, you know. And I think one of the important things here is about listening.
Oh, yes. Deep listening is such a key skill to this. Not only giving deep listening to someone else with non-judgment, and giving people space to just express who they are, but to receive it is such a powerful experience. And I know you must agree with me on this, Chris, because, you know, being a circle person like I am, you experience this all the time in circle, and it's very profound.
Yes, and when coming together a circle, much more comes out of that circle than just if it was you or one other person. You know, when you bring an idea, you know, a lot of times we brainstorm in our head and we think these great things and we come to a meeting and we want to share them. And when other people put their ideas, and sometimes it's hard, you kind of resist because like, wait, that was my idea. But when you go around in the circle and start sharing, something greater comes out of it that you could never have done by yourself.
Yes, and that's the enough that we don't get if we don't do that. You know, it's like we don't even see the enough that could be because we haven't, you know, we've been in hierarchies and we've been in corporate ladders and things like that. But when we come together in more of a circle way, we do experience these very unique arisings of genius through the collective of that we're creating.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about something you have in your book. A large portion, one section is about the three feminine archetypes. It's the pilgrim, mm-hmm. seer, and the sovereign. And so I would love for you to describe these and the roles that they play in this new paradigm of being enough.
Sure, sure. Well, first of all, I want to say that Lucia Renee came up with a motto, seer, sovereign, soldier, in her book, Unplugging the Patriarchy. And I came across that a few years back. And as I was writing this book, it started to come in again into my awareness. And I was thinking, what are the feminine roles that will really benefit the shift? And the friendly amendment that I made was from the soldier to the pilgrim. And the reason why that was important to me is because obviously the soldier has a lot of baggage with that name, you know, and it is more rooted in fighting the current paradigm and trying to get, you know, change to happen by fighting, you know, and so the pilgrim is something different. It's someone who is taking that boldness, that courage to go forward into new territory where they've never been before. So that's that role. So it's the sort of feminine side of the soldier. And then the next one is the seer. And the seer is that role that brings in intuition and attunement to energy and to knowing. And if we look back into history as well as some current places, we find that humans do have this ability to be very clairvoyant and to even talk to each other over long distances telepathically. So this is a skill that I see us developing more and more in this future paradigm, and being able to bring this intuition into being very clear about what it is we need to do and with whom. And then the third role is the sovereign, and I'll admit that it's sort of my favorite because I think I've been a stay-at-home mom for like 18 years, and so I'm very deep into the sovereign role, which I see as one and the same with the nurturer, the mother, somebody who holds a space for others to heal, to bring forth a sense of who they are and what they need. So I see these roles working together on a subtle level as well as an outward level to bring forth this new paradigm.
Yes, and I could see, because when I was reading it, I could recognize people and organizations that I'm a part of, like, oh, that person's a pilgrim, that person's a seer, a sovereign, and also that we all carry it, because I can even see all three within myself, and I probably lead with one more than another or at different times. So that's, you know, it's kind of interesting to take a look at those, and maybe even helpful because so that you recognize this is that person's gift as a pilgrim. This is what she's bringing, and to not resist it or not compete with it. Like, there could be more than one pilgrim in a group and more than one seer in a group and all that too. It just, you know, it kind of makes you think about all this, but it's interesting. So, but there's also, you talk about hooks that hold back these roles too.
Yes. Yeah, and there are. I mean, you know, so for the pilgrim, because they're such natural-born leaders and, you know, they're pioneers, they have a tendency to, or other people have a tendency to think of them as being a hero. And, you know, that's such a pattern in our current never enough story, is the story of the hero. So that can be lonely at times. There's a lot of pressure. And they need to renew themselves. They need to have partners and people who nurture them. So they need the sovereign. And they also need the seer, because the seer sees things that might not be obvious. You know, when you're forging ahead really fast, you kind of need people to say, wait, I've been really quiet, and this piece of information came to me that I think you need. And then the seer, I think, because to be sensitive, to see, you're a sensitive, and that can sometimes take a real toll on your emotions, because when you see things that are disturbing or that you don't like, it can just be really hard. So having the sovereign, again, to be there to nurture a space, to creating a healing space, and to have the pilgrim help them to bring their message out and have it be served in the world and validated, because they're dealing with the subtle. You know, a seer is dealing with the subtle, and people in our, you know, in our old paradigm, I think, you know, this is the modern world, it hasn't gotten as much respect as I think it deserves, the intuitive side. And then, of course, the sovereign, we have a tendency to become martyrs and to deplete ourselves in service of helping other people sometimes. So we need the balance. We need the seer to kind of help us to understand when we're kind of going over our boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's important to know there's always the shadow parts of these roles. And, you know, that's one of the things, even in circle work, to look at the shadows. Well, this is Chris Danish. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to have a short break and come back and talk more with Lori McCammon.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
We're back on Voices of Women. And so we have Lori McCammon here, and she's the author of Enough, How to Liberate Yourself and Remake the World with Just One Word. That word is enough. And the book is out April 1st, but you can pre-order it. So I'm sure that's like on Amazon and I don't know where else, and places like that. So Lori, can you give your contact information, your website? And I know you have an offer for people too.
I do. Yes, we're running a giveaway right now, and I'm going to give away 5 books. And I'm working with a wonderful group of women. We're developing an e-workbook, companion workbook to go with it, and we're giving away 15 of those. So if you go to www.weareenough.com and go to the guestbook page, and you can enter to win now through March 15.
Okay, great. So that was weareenough.com.
Yes.
Great. Okay. I recommend people doing that because it's a very worthwhile book to read through. And because we're looking for new paradigms. I think everybody is kind of, it's that longing, but we're looking for, the system isn't working and they don't know yet what to replace it with. And I know I'm working on like a model of circle leadership and co-leading and that paradigm. And a lot of people are working in different things, but a lot of people don't really know what can replace these patriarchal systems that have really held us back. So, right. And this is one of them too. So one of the things in your book too, you know, the importance of the feminine, and we've been talking about the feminine archetypes, but there's also the aspects of the feminine that are important to bring in this enoughness, you know, not only individually and globally, you know, we have to do this together. So I'd love for you to share, let's talk about these aspects of the feminine.
Well, sure. Well, we were talking about some of them earlier, and one of them being, deep listening, the value of deep listening and creating a space, a presence for other people. So that would be one, and circle is such a wonderful way to make that happen. Another one, we were talking about the seer, so intuition and beingness, really creating a space in our lives to go deeply into the feminine, which is just receiving messages, receiving nurturance by mindful activities such as, you know, yoga and meditation and tapping, these other ways that we access that part of ourselves that comes from a very calm, benevolent place. And then the attunement to nature, this is a really big one, we haven't talked about it yet, but our attunement to natural cycles in nature. And there's so much to learn there because the Enough story is actually the story of the larger cosmos of the universe. You know, it's a 13.8 billion year old success story. And so this ability of the feminine to naturally attune to nature and really notice what's there for wisdom is so important. Another one would be our ability to nurture community and to also do that at a really deep level where we're communing more than even just being a community, we're communing at the essence level. And then this the piece of heart-based leadership. How do we move from me to we? How do we create models that bring in collaboration and creativity and co-creativity that involve everybody, that move from the expert paradigm that we've been involved in for so long to one that focuses on gathering our essence together?
Yes, and I wanted to ask you, too, I mean, these are great areas for us to be working in, and then there's the how-to. Like, when you say nurturing community at a deeper level, you know, what does that look like? And how do we bring that to the community or in the communities that we're part of?
Right, right. Well, I think that, you know, CIRCLE is such a powerful tool for this, and that's why I was so pleased to be part of a group of NGOs at the United Nations that were advocating for CIRCLE as a way for us to build peace and understanding amongst different cultures. And so I really think if we go from there, but there's other models too. I mean, we're seeing things like co-working, you know, creating these spaces where people are doing their own thing, but they can come together in community. Another thing that came up through my experience was this idea of a sovereign contractor role, where a group of people who each have their own projects come together and support each other in practical ways, but they each have their own work to do, rather than having to, you know, conform to some company or some group project. Some people's projects are more solitary, but they still need that component of connecting with other people and feeling that support.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because, you know, when you do work alone, a lot of people work at home alone, there is that isolation, and just being able to meet up with people on a regular basis and share your ideas. I work once a week with two women. We just get together, rotate different homes, and, you know, we can just bounce ideas off each other, or, you know, or check in and not feel so isolated with our own projects, as you say.
It's so important. When I was writing this book, at some point I convened a group of women, and together we've been trying out all these exercises that have to do with how do you get into the NEST paradigm, and we were all like collecting ideas of how do we experience that? How do we deepen? And, you know, that's our task. But the actual gift of it has been the community that we've created, this field of enoughness and mutual respect and love that helps us all to be our best selves and to take chances and to be bold and to believe in ourselves.
Yeah, so true. Yeah, so that's great. Yeah, because then you can... you know, and that kind of project, you need the feedback from others. Like, what are the questions? You're starting an workbook, you know, the ebook, kind of a workbook. And that's a great collaboration project and getting everybody's ideas together.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you didn't mention that's on, I think relates to the feminine, is the flexibility and letting go.
Right, right. Well, yes, I think that you know, we're living in times when we're all in this pattern, and from what I could tell, we've been in this pattern for 5,000 years, this never enough paradigm, which is survival of the fittest, and you know, this competition and separation, and so we in many ways have forgotten that that's not the only story that's possible. So, what's really important about the feminine is this ability to let go of patterns that don't serve us, to be flexible around it. And as women, this paradigm has not served us as well as some other groups of people out there. So it's maybe a little easier for us to let go, because we you know, we'll be better served somehow when we become more whole and when we have more of the feminine in our society to guide the new, you know, the new paradigm.
Well, interesting to say that women do that more. I see women even struggling, though, with letting go. You know, because it's that jumping off the edge into the unknown and those fears that come up, and because we don't know what we're going into necessarily, or what's there, or how to get there. I see that as, you know, and so I would love for you to, you know, what steps are needed at this time for us to move into this new paradigm of enough?
Well, it's this claiming piece. It's you know, in the five steps of the enough message, the very last one is enough with an exclamation point. And that is a place where actually what's happening, the way I understand it, is our inner masculine is coming in support of our feminine values. So, in other words, it's helping us to stand in our truth powerfully, to trust our inner knowing on a greater level than we ever have before. Because when we're moving the locus of our attention from outside of ourselves to inside of ourselves, we are building that trust and that relationship with what we deeply know inside. So the inner masculine in us is what needs to come in to kind of support that and have us claim it. I mean, that word claim has come in as a very important word in this process for women in particular, because we're so used to not feeling like we're enough that, so that's sort of the flip side of what I said. We're flexible, but then again, we also are really deeply into the I'm not enough. So we, in some ways, have to dig ourselves a little further out of that. And that's how it comes through, I think, is when we have that trust with our inner selves.
Yes, I like you bringing in the word trust. I know you talk about it in the book, too. And I see that an issue I have to address. I can see areas where I'm not trusting. And you know, that comes from our wounded parts of ourselves and needing to look at those, the, you know, the core issues of what's there for us to heal so we can trust. And also, I just wanted to comment on, you know, this inner masculine and that sense of, you know, to claim and that inner masculine. We're talking about a healthy masculine, you know, sort of a healed masculine. And we don't always have models out there for that. And we kind of model sometimes the unhealthy masculine. And so even women, it's kind of like we struggle with that. Like, how do, you know, because that's the action part, the going forth and stepping out. And how do we do that that's in a correct mode, you know. So anyway, that's just throwing some ideas out there. This is Chris Stainis, and we're going to take a short break again and we'll come back and explore this more with Lori McCammon.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Okay, here we are at Voices of Women and talking with Lori McCammon. She's the author of Enough, How to Liberate Yourself and Remake the World with Just One Word. And it sounds so easy, you know, but we've been talking about a lot of different ideas. And so, Lori, how, I mean, you're optimistic about the future of humanity. And then, so why is that when some people, I mean, there's that feeling of, is it too late to save ourselves and the planet? And, okay. You know, have we gone too far in the extreme, the wrong way and all that?
Yeah. Well, you know, if we look at, sort of evolutionary biology, we see that species come to sort of a crisis point. And then, Elizabeth Sartoris talks about this, how bacteria, for example, were in competition with one another and they were using up all the resources. And it was those who figured out how to work together that created, you know, the ones that survived. And if you look at nature, it's always about that, about how do we, go from a single cell to a multicellular organism. So we're always going to greater and greater unity, greater and greater diversity in that unity. And I just feel that that's where we are right now. We're at that choice point as a humanity, and we have the capability to come together and create our next great story.
Mm-hmm. The key is we come together.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yes. In a sense, we're remaking our world. And so what areas in our culture is this going to make the most impact, or what kinds of areas can this Enough story play out to really make changes?
Well, I feel like it can play out in every single aspect of our culture. The economy is a really big one, and we see very clearly now so many movements rising around changing the economy to one that is a sharing economy and that's more equal. So you have, things like community currency, the commons movement, crowdfunding, Occupy Wall Street, buy local, cooperatives, all springing up independently, organically, all over the place. And people are finding out how to do this. And then permaculture, which is looking to nature's patterns. Nature's Enough story, its ability to create abundance. And how do we make that work in our backyards, for example, to feed ourselves? So it really transcends so many places. And for an education, for example, Khan Academy, making these free online courses to help make education available to everyone. So the genius is there, and it's springing up all over the place in every way you can imagine.
Well, that's true. How do you think, I'm just wondering, because I see it, but how you feel that millennials, that age group, playing into this, or their role? It's, they're kind of the up-and-coming generation.
Oh, it's fantastic. I think, I have a son who is 18, and he's getting really involved in politics. He went to the caucus with me recently here in Maine, and he's getting really excited about what he and his generation can do. And, of course, then there's, the young people that are a little older than that, and they're doing amazing things. I think they come in some ways, a lot lighter than those of us. I'm in my 50s, And so in some ways, they have this energy and this optimism and a lighter way of being that makes me so hopeful and optimistic about our future.
Yeah, that's important to feel that hope and having that optimism, because if we listen to the news, you know what we hear, it kind of, downplays everything. It just, kind of our energy goes southward. And and it's important that we hear the stories of hope. I know Frances Moore LePay has a book about that, and she came and spoke at Seattle at Woman of Wisdom, and it's just, you know, it just dawned on me then that Aram, it has, for, you know, just that the stories of hope are so important, because we need something to look, you know, to look to look forward to, that there is a potential to, you know, have this shift to what we're longing for, is what we were talking about. You know, what are we longing for? What are people longing for? And how do we make that happen? And I think people are a little lost of how do we make that happen. And so hopefully, I'm sure your book is written with the hopes of this will help people. One, just maybe getting that mindset. It's not a to-do book. It's to switch our mind, our thinking, to away from the never enough mindset, to be in an enough mindset that we can see the abundance. And I'd love for you to share a little bit more about that. Any last words of wisdom about, you know, in this time that we live in, how we can touch in that abundance that is supposed to be there, but we don't feel it, you know, because it feels so lacking.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things that I love to say is, we aren't hopeless optimists. We're humanity's greatest hope. And it's so important to remember that change comes from the fertile fringes. It never comes from the power brokers of the old system. Real change comes from regular grassroots people like you and me doing what we are called to do within our communities. And we connect it through realizing that there's this inner impulse towards enough, which is a natural impulse in us, and that's in all of nature, and we're part of nature. So to trust that when we have a passion, to give ourselves the time to explore it and to just do it, and know that that is enough.
It's enough to explore. and be creative. You know, it's when we do that creativity of who knows what can come out of that. And it's exciting to be a part. You know, it's an exciting time to be alive now, I think.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited to be alive at this time. I think we're going to see so many changes in a very short period of time. And we already have. So it's really an exciting time.
Yeah, and because we're women, I'll say even, you know, it's an exciting time for women. I mean, you know, it's the Dalai Lama said, Western woman that will change the world. And you hear that repeated so often. And I'm sure women go, well, how is that going to happen? How are we going to do it? But when you hear stories of things that are happening around the world and what women are doing and stepping into leadership or making changes in, you know, in a small way in their communities, it is happening and it's exciting. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Lori.
I loved it, Chris. Thanks for having me.
So, again, you can check out, check out her drawing, sign the guest book, and you could receive a free book, and that's at www.weareenough.com. And then personally, her email is Lori McCammon, which is a Lori, like with I-R-E, and M-C-C-A-M-M-O-N.com. It's her personal website. Okay. So, I think it'd be great. I think your book's going to really get some people talking and sharing and coming together, and that's going to be great. So I'm Chris Stainis, and the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We just had our annual conference a few weeks ago in Seattle. It was great. Loved having all the people, the presenters we had, the attendees. It was a fabulous weekend. And I also want to share my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. It's an inspirational book has many, many stories and writings and art and poetry, the divine feminine. So it has that inspiration of know anyone in your life that wants to explore the divine feminine. And please check the book out. It's available on our website at womanofwisdom.org. So thanks so much for sharing, being with us on the show today. I'm going to sign off and wish everybody a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.